Greetings in the name of Jesus. We're here once again as we continue to follow the scriptures from verse to verse, book to book. Today we are in the book of third letter of John. We have already established that by the time John was writing to the church, there was an enemy from within. And the enemy from within is what we call the false teaching or the false prophecy. Now, the false teaching, they were teaching a heresy that Jesus did not appear in the body, in the flesh. They were teaching that Jesus was just a spiritual personality, and Jesus did not at any one time exist as a person. They taught that Jesus, that the Spirit of Christ entered a man called Jesus during the time of a baptism, when Jesus was being baptized, and then this Spirit of Jesus exited or got out from the man Jesus when Jesus gave out his ghost, when he said, "Into your hands I release my spirit." So that's the kind of teaching. If you're not careful, it would seem a very good way, but that's not true, because we know that Jesus, the Spirit of Jesus, did not come during baptism. No. Jesus was prophesied to be born by an angel. And an angel told Mary that the Spirit of God will come upon you, Mary, and you give birth to a baby boy called Jesus. So Jesus was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit did not come at baptism. He was born of baptism. So Jesus, the truth state of the scripture is Jesus was 100% man, 100% God. Not less, not more. Teaching otherwise is against the scripture. Now, this false spirit or false teaching was eating the church from within. It was like what we call the rodents or the weevil that come to eat a seed, or the heart of the seed, or the life of a seed from within. That's how the evil spirit, the false teaching is. They take the life of a seed. If you do not quickly deal with the false teaching, you will think that you have seeds, only to realize that they do not have life. Because the enemy of false teaching eat life of the church from within the church, from inside. And so they should be dealt with. We should be able to put, poison. We should poison them. We should deal with those weevils, those rodents. We should remove them. In the second letter of John, John said, "Watch out! Don't give them space. Don't allow them into your home. Don't allow them into your house. Don't be hospitable to them. Face them out, because if you do that, if you allow them in, you will have become a partner of their wickedness." Now, in John 3, the third letter of John is a very exciting book. This book is written by a person calling himself Elder, and that was John. But he's writing to his good friend called Gaius. fact, he says to Gaius, my. Look at some words that he shows that they were very close people. He says to my dear friend, whom I love in the truth. Use four words that signify very close relationship. He said my. He said, number two, he said dear. He also said friend. He also said, I love you in the truth. So they were very good friends. And Gaius was one of the people who had one of the great element that is needed in the Church of Jesus Christ for it to grow, especially in the time of harassment and hostility. And so Gaius was a very hospitable person, very hospitable person. And John is writing to this hospitable person, and he is telling him a few things. Per se, he's introducing to this man a few things which he commends. Look at what he says. Dear friend, I hope all is well with you and that you are as healthy in body as you are strong in the spirit. Now he commends him. I like the way he commends him. He has a prayer for Gaius. I wish we do such a prayer to our friends, to the people that we love. We should pause and do a prayer to our children, to our parents, to the people that are near and dear to us. People who make sure that the body of Jesus Christ, the fellowship continues. These are the life of a fellowship. Such men, we need more of Gaius. God, provide more of Gaius in the body of Jesus Christ. Give more Gaius in every zone of fellowships. Father, will you just bring women who have the spirit of Gaius? And John began by commending him, praising him, doing a prayer. And he says that I hope all is well with you. That's a good hope. All is well with you. And that you are as healthy in your body as you are strong in the spirit. So he's praying for his holistic health, both the body, the soul, and the spirit. Now he continued to tell him why he is writing him and commending him. He's commending and says, some of the traveling teachers recently returned and made me very happy by telling me about your faithfulness and that you are living according to the truth. I could have no greater joy than to hear that my children are following the truth. You know, there are some people who had returned to John. John was the leader of several zone of fellowship. Gaius was in one of them. So some people who are traveling had returned. He's calling them some of the traveling teachers. They had returned. Now, those traveling teachers came back to John and they told John that they were very happy because Gaius had hosted him. Gaius had opened his house for them. Gaius had provided for them. Gaius had opened his doors for them. This is one of the elements of the prayer and one of the elements we are asking for every zonal member. You might be a leader, or you might be even a normal, any other fellowship member. Open up your house. Hospitality is one of the key pillars that supports zonal fellowship. Hospitality. What is hospitality? Hospitality is hosting. Hosting means is giving, is blessing others, allowing other people to use your spiritual endowment, allowing other people or sharing your human capacity, human resource to other people in the home fellowship, giving your time. This is hospitality. You're giving your time to the rest of the members of the zone of fellowship. Not only that, you're giving your material, you're giving your food, you're giving your vehicle, you're giving your house, you're giving your space, you're giving your projector, you're giving what is needed. Hallelujah. And also giving your money to those traveling teachers, especially those who are coming to bring in good news, those who are coming to build and support the church. What do you do to pastors who come to fellowship with you? What do you do to elders who are sent to come and worship with you? What do you do to women leaders who come to visit you in your churches? Let's open up for them. Don't send them open-handed. They came calling blessing. Let me remind you, in African culture, when women would visit a particular home, they did not come empty-handed. These are traveling women. They're coming to visit a particular home. Maybe a baby has been born or something else. They're coming even for dowry. They did not come empty-handed. But when they were also going back, the owner of that house did not allow them to go empty-handed. Praise God for the African mentality. For God's people in Africa, they know how to be hospitable. They share hospitality. Now, this is one of the key pillars that John was praising this man for. He had really helped. This is walking in the truth. He had supported these people. Now he continued to say, "Dear friends, you are being faithful to God when you care for the traveling teachers who pass through, even though they are strangers to you. They have told the church here, they have told the church here of your loving friendship. Please continue providing for such teachers in a manner that praises God." So this man, tells Gaius, continue. The church has talked about you, and he's an example to many. These traveling teachers will not stay in what we call the inns or the hotels of the time, because those hotels were notorious for prostitution, were notorious for dances, people dancing naked, people waiting for traveling people and taking advantage of them. And God's people did not find good to stay in those hotels those days. They were called inn. You remember, like the one, the Samaritan man took the injured person, he took him to an inn. These inns, they were not good for traveling teachers morally. And so Gaius knew that, and he took them. They were strangers, but he took them, and he's saying, please continue in such a thing. For you are supporting them and you are partner in the truth. Now, number two, as we add up, he now gives the second element that supports a healthy fellowship. And that, apart from hospitality, and that is called loyalty. And here, he gives an example of a disloyal person in the church and a loyal person in church. He starts by giving, so that he can explain what loyalty is. He starts by writing or giving one of the person who is disloyal, and he called him Diotrephes. Diotrephes was a leader, but he wanted to become a more or to have a higher office. And he says this man called Diotrephes is a bad news, is disloyal. Look at what he's doing. I wrote to the church about this, but Diotrephes, who loves to be the leader, and then he explained him in five terms that he loves to be the leader. Number one, he refuses to have anything to do with us. Number two, when I come, I will report some of the things he is doing and the evil accusation he is making against us. Number three, he is making some evil accusation against other leaders. Number four,
Not only does he refuse to welcome traveling teachers, he refused to welcome traveling teachers like Gaius, this very disloyal person. He also tells others not to help them. Number five, and when they do help, he puts them out of the church. Number six, this is extremely an evil man. May God remove Dear Travers from the fellowship. May God deal with the Dear Travers. They are very disloyal to the leadership and they do not want to open up. And when others are opening up, he punishes them as a leader. John says, I'll deal with him. Then he talks about that, dear friends, do not let this bad example influence you. Follow only what is good. Remember that those who do good, who do good prove that they are God's children, and those who do evil prove that they do not know God. Now, then he gives an example of a man who is loyal. Remember, he's talking about loyalty and disloyalty as a second element or pillar of building strong fellowship. This, everyone speaks highly of Demetrius, another one, as does the truth itself. We ourselves can say the same for him, and you know we speak the truth. I have much more to say to you, but I don't want to write it with pen and ink. I hope to see you soon, and when we'll talk face to face. Peace be with you. Your friends here send you their greetings. Please give my personal greetings to each of our friends there. So he finishes by talking about this man, Demetrius. Now, Demetrius is a very good example of loyalty. He's a person that everybody speaks highly of. He's very loyal, unlike Dear Travers. May God help us to get to know that these two elements, that is hospitality, like the one for Gaius, and loyalty, and are the two main pillars that build or that support the Church of Jesus Christ. Father, help us to have those two elements, loyalty and also hospitality, to build your church. Deal with disloyal or disloyalty in our midst, in Jesus' name.